cook sweets or besides cornmeal or cornbread or anything like that.
Yeah, sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Blackberry pie.
Yeah.
And we make raspberry pie.
Y'all had raspberries?
Yeah, you know, but grown.
Okay. What about, would you ever make something out of a batter, you know, that you cook in the pan? You might eat these for breakfast, pour syrup all over, something like that.
Pancakes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we call them corn flavors.
Okay. There are two parts of the egg, right?
Right.
One is the
yolk, and then the white.
Okay, the yolk is
the yellow part, some piece of the egg.
How did y'all cook eggs when you dropped them in hot water? How would you call them that one? Did you ever crack them and let them fall out of the shell?
Just call them boiled eggs.
What would you call that kind of salt or sugar cured meat maybe that you put in your greens?
Salt meat?
Yeah. Did y'all have that?
Mm-hmm.
Did it have a lot of lean on it usually, or was it, what kind of meat was it?
Mostly lean, and very little lean, the most fat was mm-hmm. on it. Because, you pour a whole lot of salt up and then salt would keep it fresher longer.
Mm. Did you ever see them cut the side of a hog? How would they cut up a hog,
Yep. You hang them up by two back feet.
Okay.
And let his head drip down.
Yeah.
And you split him down the stem that way. And split him all the way down next so that blood will run down, So it will make the meat taste better.
Yeah.
And then take them off that post you have them on, and then you cut everything on the inside out.
Yeah.
And a lot of people use save the chitlin or something like that.
Okay. Now, would you ever buy any meat that was sliced up real thin to eat with your eggs?
Bacon, something like
okay.
that. But make bacon from the hogs.
Yeah. They had to get the skin off of the edge of that, didn't they? Where'd they have to get off the edge of the bacon, that real tough part?
When you clean them, got real boiling hot water, and then you pour that hot water on, then just take a real sharp knife, take all that hair off of it. And then after you get through, then you pour more hot water over.
Yeah.
And then run that knife down to take care of all that excess.
What kind of knife? That big old
butcher, kind of butcher knife. Yeah. Or either a real good sharp knife.
Did you make anything out of the insides, like stuff a bunch of meat, cut meat and stuff it in casings?
Mom.
Make
sauces out of, some of the lean, like all you ain't gonna use for baking and stuff, you cut it up.
Uh-huh.
And you could buy a grind, mother had an old time of ground and put it in there. And then it just grind and make your own sauce.
Hmm. Okay. Now, when it kept your meat too long, it got
spoil.
Yeah.
And most of it started molding.
Mm-hmm. Now after you butchered a hog, what would you do with the meat from the head? Did y'all make any of that?
Yeah, we call hog head style.
Okay. And did y'all ever save the blood? Did you use the blood for anything?
No.
Okay. Would you ever mix, cornmeal up with it or something like that, like you said, with the meat?
Yeah, you can make crackling bread out of it.
Okay, we talked about that. But, now, when you catch